So today we'll be working with the fifth element, which is the element of space. The element that in many ways holds all the other elements. And it's often a gateway to a deeper understanding of the nature of mind and how to work with and meet and hold some of the many challenges that life offers up to us. Space, or quality of spaciousness, is often part of the experience of more ease or peace or freedom. So we'll begin with a practice, as we always do. So I invite you to find your way into a supportive posture, whatever that might be for your practice today. Beginning with simply feeling the body sitting here. Touching into that earth element, the solidity of earth body resting on earth. Finding a stable foundation in how the body is lovingly arranged. Letting the touch points of feet and seat offer a quality of support. That allow for a lengthening of the spine, accessing the strength and stability of the skeleton, earth element. And allowing the muscles to begin to melt, a softening and settling, a releasing of pockets of tension. Tightness. Through the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders. The abdomen, palms of the hands and soles of the feet, allowing the water element of the body to let you flow into this moment with more ease. acknowledging any sense of the fire element in this moment, warmth or coolness. Perhaps through the felt sense of air on skin. Or a sense of that internal fire, life force, sometimes felt in the core of the body. And letting your awareness come to rest with a felt sense of the breath. Wherever the breath is most alive for you in this moment. Connecting with the air element. Feeling the gentle expansion and release of the rib cage, the rise and fall of the belly. The warming and cooling at the nostrils. Waves of the breath, the air or wind element, enlivening this body, this moment, with each breath. You might notice if there are sounds in this space where you're sitting, letting the awareness widen for a few moments, just bringing awareness to the sense gate of the ear, and receiving the flow of sounds. the sound of my voice. Maybe subtle sounds in the room where you're sitting, or beyond the walls or the window of where you are. Letting yourself notice not only the sounds, but the silences, the space between sounds. And letting your awareness come home to the breath. Feeling this gentle, familiar rhythm of inhalation and exhalation, you might bring your awareness to noticing the spaces between breaths, a tiny gap or pause at the top of the inhalation, and before the breath turns over and is poured out like water from a pitcher. That brief pause at the bottom of each exhalation. Before the next in-breath is drawn in to fill the emptiness. A space that's available. And as you breathe out, let your awareness follow the exhalation out into the space in front of you. Each out-breath, exploring, sensing into the expanse of air in the room before you. Perhaps allowing a felt sense of the space in the room to become more three-dimensional, not just sensing the space in front of you, but the space all around you. the space to the right of your body. The space behind your body. Space to the left of your body. As well as a sense of space above and below. Breathing in from this spaciousness, breathing out into this spaciousness. Space that's not bound by the walls of the room where you are. You might even sense that your awareness can travel beyond the walls or the windows into the expansive space that holds the home where you're sitting, and just exploring what it might be like to let your awareness rest out here in this spaciousness. And within this space, your awareness might come into contact with sensations that arise and pass. Sounds that come and go. Even thoughts or feelings that appear and disappear. This breath, this body, sitting here in space, breathing, each breath a reminder a gateway to the spaciousness within and the spaciousness without. As you rest here in this final minute of breathing, perhaps considering the cultivation of and a connection to a sense of space might support you in walking through this world that has so much to see, so much to attend to, so much to react to. How might a sense of space support a responsivity? A deeper sense of connection, clarity, and compassion for for whatever's before you. May the gift of space support us in offering all beings a measure of safety, stability, understanding, and freedom. May it be so. So, space. Space is probably the element that we forget is here, that holds all of the other elements and allows room for everything. You know, how often do we feel a sense of contraction? Like there's too much, it's too full, it's too fast, it's too busy, it's too confusing. And yet, there's always this element of space that's all often, you know, right here, right around the edges of whatever's too much. And we have this possibility of reorienting our attention. There's a teaching from the I can find it. From the sutta that I had read a few weeks ago, and it's that teaching of the Buddha to his son, where he's teaching the elements and related to space. It says, develop meditation in tune with space. For when you are developing the meditation in tune with space, agreeable and disagreeable sensory impressions that have arisen will not stay in charge of your mind. Just as space is not established anywhere, in the same way, when you are developing the meditation in tune with space, agreeable and disagreeable sensory impressions that have arisen will not stay in charge of your mind. One of the gifts of space is it doesn't have a preference for pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. They all can arise and pass away in space. Yeah, things come and they go. It's a little bit like when a bird flies through the sky, it doesn't leave a trace, right? the sky is not written on by the flight of the bird. Yeah, the sky remains just as it was. So space is often this portal into an exploration and a deeper understanding of the nature of these minds. You know, what might it be like to have a mind like space? You know, where thoughts are like birds flying through the sky of our mind, not leaving a trace, not hijacking or maintaining control of the mind, but just flying through. Just flying through. And there's a reorientation in working with space, and that we tend to focus our attention on objects. You know, you could even check it out as you're sitting in the room where you are. You might notice furniture, books on a shelf, houseplants, pets, a computer in front of you. And for a moment, you might just notice that all of these objects are resting in space. There's actually probably more space per square foot in the room you're sitting in than objects. But objects pull our attention. And when we focus on objects, we often have ideas about them, we want to name them, we have opinions about them, they might have a history, we have preferences. There's often a stickiness. And if you reorient for a moment to space, there's often less to say about it or react to. And there can then be more space in the mind, actually. You know, it can shift our behavior. You know, there can be a little bit more of a resting back. It also can work even in the interpersonal realm. I don't know if you've ever been engaged in a heated discussion or argument with another person. And if you've ever had the experience of literally or metaphorically stepping back, maybe to see the wider view of that person, not just in that moment, or sometimes just even to take in the room of where you're sitting with that person having that conversation. Often if we tap into the quality of space in the midst of an argument, something softens. Something softens. It can also shift our sense of self. Yeah, we've looked at how the elements pertain to this sense of self or identity. Or not selfing, not taking things so personally, tapping into our elemental nature. And one of my favorite quotes, which I am on the endless search to try to find who it's really attributable to. I believe it's Suzuki Roshi. It might not be. But he describes, this teacher describes, that when he started practicing, you know, 40 years ago, it was like practicing with himself in a broom closet. And not much. And then what he says is, you know, after 40 years, not much has changed. It's the same stuff in here, but it's a lot more like practicing in an airplane hangar with myself. There's a lot of space around this stuff. So space is often this portal to more freedom. We don't even have to fix, change, get rid of anything. But when we can gift it more space, there's often more freedom. Eckhart Tolle says, underneath the world of sense perceptions and the world of mind activity, there is the vastness of being. There's a vast spaciousness. There's a vast stillness. And there's a little ripple of activity on the surface, which isn't separate, just like the ripples are not separate from the ocean. So another way of connecting with space is just like the depth, the fullness of who we are. And we can access this in our practice. You know, one way to do this is to literally start to notice space. You know, you were invited to sort of follow the breath out into space. Can, you know, to even sense spaciousness while you're sitting, eyes closed or eyes open. Another way is sensing arisings and passings in your practice or in your life. Like, oh, here comes a breath. Oh, and now it's gone. You know. Or out in the world every day, it's like, oh, airplane flying over, sound comes, and then it's gone. And often noticing in particular endings brings us to these precious little gaps. The moments of silence, the moments of pausing, and what lives in the gap? Often when we tune in, what lives in the gap is some flavor of peace, freedom, stillness, settling, silence, or equanimity. Remember our friend equanimity from some of our previous series? That capacity to allow things to be without entanglement. You know, to be fully present with life without clinging. So often in the gap, things aren't as sticky. We're not as stuck to the objects of life. So, I'll offer one more quote and then you can have some time with each other. Pema Chodron says, there's the space that seems to be out there, like the sky and the ocean and the wind. And there's the space that seems to be inside. We could let the whole thing mix up. We could let the whole thing just dissolve into each other and into one big space. Practice is about allowing a lot of space. It's about learning how to connect with that spaciousness that's inside and the spaciousness that's outside. It's about learning to relax, soften, and open, to connect with the sense that there's actually a lot of room. So what I would invite you, if you wish, to explore with one another is, what's your relationship with space? You know, with the gap, with the pause. Is there any sense that there's a lot of room in here and out there? So I'll set up our breakout rooms and we'll have, you'll have a little time with one another, and I look forward to seeing you in just a moment. Welcome back, friends. I'm curious if there's anything that wants to be shared from your conversation. Yeah, please. Really beautiful. Thank you so much. So I'll invite you to play, you know, to play with the sense of space if it appeals to you. And it might be in, you know, in your formal practice, noticing those spaces, the spaces between breaths or between sounds. It might be in your daily life. You know, notice space between objects in the room where you are. Notice the sky. Sky gazing in some traditions is a practice, and it's often a really beautiful, expansive access point to a sense of space and the fullness of emptiness. Yeah, the fullness of emptiness. And it's always available. It's always available. So I might end with a short little poem that I wrote years ago on a retreat. There is stillness within me. I can return any moment. There is stillness all around. It remains even when the chaos arises. Sounds, disturbances, actions move through the stillness. They don't destroy it. Remember this. So, I'll look forward to continuing this larger arc of a series on belonging. Next week, we began with elemental belonging, with the five elements, and we'll see where we go next time. So, have a wonderful week, and I'll look forward to seeing you all again, very soon.